8.1.
They don't have an English menu, I'm afraid, class. Just a Spanish one.
That's okay. You'll just have to talk me through it.
No problem. Well, for starters, they've got papa rellena. That's balls of mashed potato stuffed with beef, raisins and olives, and then deep fried.
Okay. That sounds very filling for a starter.
It can be, yeah. Then there's anticuchos. That's a bit like a Peruvian kebab. It's sliced cow heart, very tender and juicy, grilled on a stick.
Right. To be honest, Aurora, I don't really like the idea of eating heart. I don't know why, I just don't.
That's okay, no problem. There are plenty of other dishes to choose from.
Sorry. Anyway, what's next? What's ceviche?
Ceviche? That's Peru's national dish. Have you never tried it?
No, never.
Oh, you really should. It's delicious. It's basically raw fish, marinated in lime juice or lemon juice, and served with the local kind of potato and corn. You get lots of different kinds of ceviche using different fish and seafood.
Okay. Well, I'll go for that, the ceviche. What are you going to have?
The tallarin con mariscos. It's a kind of a spaghetti served with shrimps and prawns and squid.
Sounds great. And what about the main courses?
Well, the bistec apanado, that's steak, sliced very thinly and then fried and served with rice.
Okay.
And then there are two rice dishes, arroz con mariscos, which is rice with fresh seafood. It's a bit like a Spanish paella, but spicier.
Mm.
Then there's arroz con pato, which is rice with duck. The lomo saltado is a kind of steak dish.
Another one. I don't really eat steak very much, to be honest. I tend to find it quite bland.
Bland? Not this one. It's cooked with tomatoes and onions and spices and things. It's really good, honestly.
I'll take your word for it, but I don't really feel like steak tonight anyway.
Okay, well, finally, there's seco de cabrito. It's a kind of a stew with goat meat in, young goat meat, and they serve it with beans on the side.
That sounds very tasty and quite unusual, too. I'll have that.